The Attractive Young Rabbi by Barry Grossman, with Tracy Ann Oberman as Rabbi Sue Jacobs and David DeKaiser as Rabbi Abraham Fine.
I know you keep saying we're doing well, Brian, and for a new synagogue we are doing well. Membership fully subscribed, waiting list.
Reserves building up nicely.
Fine, but there were too many empty seats last Saturday. I'd like to see more people in the place.
It would be the icing on the cake.
It's not the icing on the cake. People turning up is the cake. What's the matter? You're away on another planet tonight.
Oh, it's nothing.
What is it? Tell me, maybe I can help. I'm your rabbi too, you know.
Oh, it's just things aren't going too well at home. Simone and I are, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She says I've been spending too much time down here.
Well, she's probably right. Maybe I've been asking a bit too much of you.
Oh, no, I've enjoyed working here with you.
Still, I think I know what you're going to say.
What?
You're resigning from the committee. Well, I'll be really sorry to see you go, but your marriage comes first.
Resign? I'm not going to resign. What gave you that idea?
Well, just what you said about Simone.
Is she going to resign from her precious tennis club? Her bridge club? The gym that cost me 550 quid a year? Not that she ever goes to it.
Well, I'm glad you're not resigning. I don't know what I'd do without you.
I wouldn't walk out on you, Sue. You've no idea how much I enjoy our little sessions together. I need someone like you at the moment. Someone I can really talk to.
Yeah. Anyway, getting back to our empty seats. You heard about Yigal Horovitz, the Israeli MP who's visiting here next week?
Yeah.
Well, I thought we could invite him along to the Saturday morning service while he's here. Might get us a bit of publicity.
Okay, I'll drop him a line.
No, I tell you what, I'll do it. I'll get it off today. You ring Simone and tell her you'll be home early.
Oh, she'll think I want something.
Take her some flowers.
She'll think I've done something.
Be positive. Make the first move.
Oh, well. Here we go, into the Valley of Death.
Positive, I said.
I'm positive it's the Valley of Death. Night.
Night, Brian. They never taught us how to deal with over-amorous chairman. At least that's one problem Rabbi Fine hasn't got.
I'm surprised you didn't know, Melvin.
Well, just because I'm chairman of the council of your synagogue, Rabbi, I don't know everything. So how did you find out?
From his sister, Paloma.
She told you?
Well, Sadie saw her in the butcher's this morning. She says he's coming over to stay for a few days.
Okay, so now I know.
But, Melvin, this is one of the most exciting things to happen to the Jewish community around here for years.
Yeah, absolutely.
An MP from Israel coming here.
I wonder if he'll want to take a couple of suits back with him.
Of course. He'll be the guest of honour at the Sabbath service.
I wouldn't bet on it, Rabbi. Most Israelis I've met hardly go near a synagogue.
What?
Well, they live in Israel. To them, that's enough.
But if we sent him a special invitation...
Well, we can try.
Of course we should try. We represent the local Jewish community.
Correction. We represent some of the local Jewish community.
What? He wouldn't go to the Reform?
Reform is the norm in Israel.
What's the matter with them over there? They don't go to the synagogue, and those that do go to the Reform.
I know, all that support we give them so they can be a free nation, and then they just do what they like.
Anyway, over there we can't do anything about. Over here we can try. So write to him, invite him along to come to a service once in a while. Is it so terrible?
Well, I won't put it in quite those terms, Rabbi, but I'll get something off to him.
Good. And I'll start preparing a special sermon to welcome him. If that doesn't entice him along, I don't know what will.
Oh, morning, Mrs. Fine.
Morning, Melvin. I brought you both a cup of tea.
Oh, no, not for me. Sorry, I have to be off.
You can't stay a minute?
No, I'm so sorry. There's a lot to do, I'm afraid. A business to run.
Invitations to write.
Yeah, don't worry, I won't forget, Rabbi. Oh, goodbye.
Bye, Melvin.
Bye. Oh, and here, the post has arrived.
Oh, what do we have today, I wonder? You are guaranteed a prize in our prize draw. Just subscribe for 4 issues. I'll throw it. Here, this one's addressed to you.
Oh, thank you. Not another insurance company, I hope. I don't think we've got room for another carriage clock. Ah, it's from the Northwest London Jewish Women's Guild. Dear Mrs. Fine, many thanks for supporting our annual raffle in aid of local charities. We are delighted to inform you that you have won third prize, a £100 clothing voucher, which we are delighted to enclose. Many congratulations.
Oh, goodness!
Oh, Abraham, I've never won anything in my life. £100?
It's nice to know the good Lord looks after his own occasionally.
Oh, hold on. It's for Modern Miz.
Modern who?
Modern Miz. That shop at Victoria Road. First for fashion for the under 35s.
Well, you might find something. Clothes are clothes.
Abraham, have you seen what these fashion shops sell? It'll be all boob tubes and things.
And what's a boob... No, I don't want to know.
So, this voucher's not much good to me, I'm afraid.
Well, my dear, this is God giving you the opportunity to do an act of charity. There must be a younger woman, maybe not earning that much, who would appreciate it.
Yes, I expect you're right. I'll sit on it for a few days and see if I can think of someone.
Oh, hello, Brian.
Hi, Melvin. Weighing up the compost?
No, it's heavy stuff. Oh, what brings you down here? I didn't know you were a gardener.
Oh, I'm not really, but I come down here now and again. Gets me out of the house.
This is where I meet all the people I used to see in the synagogue.
Oh, says it all, doesn't it? Suburbia's new place of worship, the garden centre. And the holy book is the seed catalogue.
And of course, now that what's left of the synagogue is fragmented...
Yes, it's not all that's fragmenting, to be honest. Really, I come down here to get away from Simone.
Oh?
It's coming to something when a man would rather pretend he's interested in hydrangeas than be at home with his wife.
Well, maybe you should speak to your rabbi about it.
Ah, now there's a woman. Comparing her with Simone, it's like Cleopatra and Wilma Flintstone.
Oh, I see. Well, I've been married nearly 25 years, Brian, so sure as eggs, I'm no expert on romance. And fancying one's rabbi, well, obviously it's not a territory I've ever been through.
How is the old boy these days?
He's pretty chipper at the moment. We got this Israeli MP coming to next Saturday's service.
What, Horovitz?
Yes.
I don't think so. He's written to say he's coming to our place.
What? This Saturday?
Yep, we got his letter yesterday.
Well, we've had a letter saying he's coming to us.
Well, what he said to us was quite specific.
Well, what he said to us was quite specific.
Well, we can't both be right. When's he arriving in England?
I don't know.
Oh, well, we'll just have to wait and see what happens, won't we?
Oh, I suppose so. Anyway, I'm off. I hope you sort things out with Simone.
Mm. I'll tell you what, I'll give you Horovitz if you'll take Simone as well.
We wouldn't mind the rest of the congregation back as well. You think of it. You and the lovely Sue all alone in one of your executive boxes.
Oh, don't.
Well, I'm off to load this compost into my boot. This is the only thing I'll be manhandling this weekend. Why should you be any different?
You mean you gave that voucher to her?
Well, why not? Give it to a young woman, you said. Someone who'd appreciate it. Someone not earning that much. Well, you know what a rabbi earns.
But I didn't mean her. Isn't there someone in our own congregation you could have given it to?
Under 35. Precious few. And they're all earning more than her, or have got husbands who are.
Her own people should be supporting her.
Anyway, she wouldn't take it for nothing. She gave me £50 for it.
Oh.
So, I went to Michael's and got some smoked salmon. The good stuff. The one we can't afford very often.
I don't want it. Effectively, it's come from her.
Oh, now you're just being silly. And it hasn't come from her. It's still my winnings.
Well, in a way, it's your winnings. But in another way, it's come from her.
Only you could make a philosophical dilemma out of a piece of smoked salmon. Are you going to ask the chief rabbi for a judgment? Or are you going to put it on a bagel and eat?
So she's getting £100 worth of clothes.
Yes.
For £50.
Yes.
So really, you've given £50 to her and kept 50 for yourself.
Yes.
And with some of the 50 you kept for yourself, you bought the smoked salmon.
Exactly.
Well, in that case, I think I can have some.
Mazel tov. I'll put the kettle on.
Hello?
Oh, is that Miss Horovitz?
Speaking.
This is Melvin Livingston. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Oh, fine. I was wondering, has your brother arrived yet?
No, not yet.
When are you expecting him?
I really don't know. Knowing Yigal, he could turn up at any time. Why?
Oh, no, it's nothing important. It's just... sorry, I'm from the Hillfield Orthodox Synagogue. We had a note from him, you see, accepting Rabbi Fine's invitation for him to be guest of honour at the service next Saturday.
Oh, right.
I just rang, you know, to confirm the date, the time, you know, just to check everything was all right.
Well, I'll mention it to him when he arrives, but if he told you he was coming, I imagine... Oh, there's someone at the door. Was there anything else?
Oh, no. Thank you, no. Goodbye.
Bye. Yes?
Oh, hello, Miss Horowitz?
Yes, Brian Franks, isn't it?
Yes. How are you?
Fine. How are things at the Reform Synagogue?
Oh, fine, thanks. That's what I was wanting to talk to you about, actually. Is, your brother around at all?
So you're sure this MP's going to turn up on Saturday?
That's what he said in his letter. Mind you, Melvin was pretty sure he was going to them.
Of course, he may be planning to fit us both in, keep everyone happy.
Well, he is a politician.
Hmm. How are things at home?
We sat on the same sofa yesterday.
Oh, that's hopeful.
And in bed last night, there was definite intimate contact between her knee and the small of my back. Only briefly, but it was the best there's been for quite a while.
Well, I hope your luck's turning. Mine certainly is. Look at this.
What is it?
£100 voucher for Modern Miz.
Where'd you get that?
From Mrs. Fine. She won us in a raffle, apparently. I had a hell of a job persuading her to take 50 quid for it.
So you're off to get yourself kitted out?
Yep. But then I had another thought. Maybe this is the moment for you to get Simone a little present.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, come with me and see if we can find something for her.
Nah, men don't like ladies' clothes shops.
Why not?
All those women doing women's things.
Isn't it ironic that nothing makes the male ego shrivel up like the sight of a woman buying a bra?
It's not that. I wouldn't know what to get her.
I said I'll help you choose.
Well, okay then.
You can take it out of my 100 quid.
No, I'll pay, I'll pay.
Right, come on. No time like the present. You're not doing anything, are you?
No, just running a busy accountancy practice, making a living, nothing special.
Right, your marriage is more important than that. Come on.
Can I help you?
Oh, we're just looking, thanks. See? Not so frightening, is it?
I suppose not. Right, what do you think we should,
How about a nice top? What size is she?
Oh, a bit bigger than you.
I think she's probably a 14. And blue would suit her. She's got blue eyes, hasn't she? Brian, how long have you been married? Oh, forget it. Right, let's see what we've got here.
How about this?
It's just a plain blouse, isn't it? Bit girl guide. See, how about something like this? Nice neckline. It's quite smart, really.
Okay.
Well, you don't have to take the first one you see. Have a look at a few others.
How about this?
No, that's for skinny teenagers.
Is it?
She's not joining the Spice Girls. What are you going to call her, Jewish Spice?
I'm only trying to help.
See, the trouble with men is your only interest in women's clothes is seeing them in a small heap on the floor.
Well, the one you said's nice. How much?
$18.99.
Okay, grab it.
There you go. Now, are you going to let me pay for this out of my voucher?
No, I'll pay.
Okay, you go and pay for that. And I'll start on the onerous task of picking 100 quid's worth for myself. Oh, thank you, Sadie. Thank you, God. Us girls have to stick together.
Hey, am I ready for this?
So, Yigal, it's been a long time. How are you keeping?
Could be worse. No thanks to that so-called national airline of ours.
Oh, bad flight.
The food. Ow. All ill, I call it. Chicken. All they know is chicken.
I thought you liked chicken.
Not the way they cook it. Don't they know I got an irritable bowel?
Just like the rest of you, by the sound of it?
No, Paloma, my bowel is irritable. The rest of me is livid. The stewardess, getting uppity because I had a little joke with her.
Oh?
I hardly touched her. All of a sudden, she's making a big fuss. You travel first class, you expect a few extras, but no.
Look, you cannot go about harassing women anymore. Where you get your lack of consideration from, I don't know. Not from Mum or Dad.
Here we go. Who's with Mum and Dad?
Oh, you're all the same in Israel. Thank goodness I've lived here for 30 years.
Israel's your country, too. You should support it.
I do support Israel. It's just Israelis I don't like. I swear, if the Eskimos have 20 words for snow, the Israelis must have 30 words for rudeness.
Rudeness, rudeness you want. I just got a taxi from Heathrow. £30. I told the guy I was in the Knesset. That was a mistake. An hour and 5 minutes of Mr. Cabby Feigelbaum's views on the Middle East.
You and a Jewish London taxi driver? A marriage made in heaven.
Even when I told him he was a complete jerk, he just kept prattling on. So don't talk to me about rudeness.
Okay, so you're a regular diplomat. Any plans while you're over here, Your Excellency?
Plans? I plan to have a holiday, if all these synagogues around here will let me.
Oh, I heard they were after you. Oh, what it is to be popular.
Hill-filled Orthodox. We should be privileged if you would be guest of honor at our Sabbath morning service. And another one here, Hill-filled Reform. We would be delighted if you could attend. In Israel, I don't even have to go to one. Over here, I have to go to two.
You're going to both?
You don't go to these people, they start saying, hey, an MP can't even come to a service. Maybe we don't do a collection for Israel this year. Then suddenly, all of a sudden, there's a fuss about it back home and there's an election coming up.
Yigal, it's a long walk from one to the other.
So who's walking? You got a number I can book a cab?
Book a cab? You can't go by cab on a Saturday.
Now, who bothers about not using a car on Saturday nowadays?
The Reform won't mind. One of them will probably give you a lift. But you cannot get into or out of a car outside Abraham Fine Synagogue on a Saturday.
And if you should fall down ill, God forbid, they'd soon call an ambulance, huh?
That's life and death.
Yeah, well, we're behind in the opinion polls. My re-election could be at stake here. That is life and death.
Have it your way.
So, you got a bit of supper for your favorite hungry brother?
I've made you some chicken.
Simone?
You're in my light, Brian. I am trying to read.
Oh, sorry. It's just... I was going to say... I've got something...
Something you want to tell me, Brian?
Well, sort of.
Well, let me ask you something first, Brian. Good day at the office.
It was all right.
And did anything out of the ordinary happen?
Well, like what?
Oh, I don't know. Like, say, slipping out to do a bit of shopping.
Oh,
With your friend Sue, possibly?
Well, yes.
Oh, you remember now, do you?
Yes, but...
I do go out as well, Brian. And today I'm walking down Victoria Road when who do I see turning into a dress shop but you and her. So, being naturally inquisitive, I have a little look through the window. And what do I see but her choosing herself something which she hands to you and you trot off like a poodle and pay for?
No, that wasn't...
Don't you dare deny it, Brian. I saw it with my own eyes. And then she rubs her hands and off she goes to choose herself a great big pile of other stuff. Jacket, skirt, trousers, the lot.
But Simone...
Exactly how much did you spend on her, Brian? And what exactly is going on between you two, as if I didn't know?
No, you've got it all wrong.
As usual, I may add, she showed a complete lack of taste. That first effort, some disgusting blue thing, which I certainly wouldn't be seen dead in. And where do you think you're going? I haven't finished with you yet. Come back here.
Simone, take a look at this.
What? Modern me?
Look inside.
What's this?
It's a disgusting blue thing. It was a present for you. She was just helping me pick something. You know what my tastes like. You've said so often enough. Everything else she got, she paid for herself. She had a voucher she got off Mrs. Fine. Mrs. Fine won it in a raffle.
Oh. Sorry. Quite nice now I look at it close up. Thanks, Brian. I could wear it to the service on Saturday. I'll make us a nice cup of tea. Hey?
My friends, it gives me very great pleasure to welcome to our Sabbath morning service Mr. Yigal Horowitz, a member of the Israeli Knesset, who is doing us the honor of visiting our district and our synagogue.
Is this fellow going to be long?
Rabbi Eliezer
Ben Yehuda. Oh, Rabbi, I normally speak in about 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Don't worry, I'm sure for you to at least half an hour.
I haven't got half an hour to listen to this fellow. Bad enough I have to sit in the Knesset and listen to windbags waffling on. I have to go in a few minutes.
After your long journey. When the early Zionist pioneers arrived in Palestine at the end of the 19th century, they surely cannot have imagined that now, as we stand on the threshold of the 21st, we would still be involved in a bitter struggle to consolidate our God-given right to the promised land.
Oh, well, Rabbi Fine, he has to follow everything that's happening in Israel. We all do.
Oh, does he? Then maybe he should follow that we're not all still talking about bitter struggles and God-given rights. Doesn't he know that Arabs have rights too?
And spurious counterclaim by this people and that. Under the wise stewardship of Mr. Horowitz and his colleagues, Israel must stand firm on her biblical territory, particularly...
Now, wait a minute, mister!
What? Mister? Me?
Yes, you! I've listened to just about enough of this crap! You ever thought about all Israeli citizens, Jewish and Arab, living in peace and cooperation with each other?
Yes!
Ever thought that maybe Israel should dismantle the West Bank settlements, huh? Are you seriously saying we should still be making policy on the basis of some antiquated old book?
Antiquated old
book? I stand for dialogue and consensus among all parties, and I'm not going to sit here and listen to anyone who disagrees with me.
Well, I came for Mr. Horowitz!
Oh, right, that's my cab. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Oh, but, Mr. Horowitz, please, we got a kiddish prepared in your honor.
Well, I can't help that. I promised to visit this other lot, the Reform.
Oh, I might have known.
So I'll be off. And you, modernize your ideas a bit. Right, Kevin, you're late. Let's go.
Mr. Horowitz, it is so good of you to come. I knew you wouldn't disappoint us.
Yeah. It's okay, no problem.
And don't worry about missing the service. At least you're here for the kiddish. More coffee?
I'm fine, really.
Croissant? Smoke salmon baguette?
No, please.
A nice piece of chicken?
Not another thing. In fact, I have to be out of here.
Oh, Brian.
Yes?
Could you look after Mr. Horowitz for a moment for me? I must have a quick word with Debbie and Tony. Their little boy's not been very well. See you in a minute.
So, Mr. Horowitz... What do you think of our rabbi, then?
As a piece of ass, not bad. As a rabbi, I think I still prefer them with a shlong.
Oh, right. She's quite a woman, though, isn't she?
Well, you're trying to slip in there, huh?
No, well, I mean...
No, look, go for it. So she's a rabbi. She's still a woman, and she's not so bad looking.
Well, it's not that simple. I'm a married man.
Aye, wives. Nothing screws things up like a wife. I've had two, and believe me, they were both about as much use as a condom in a convent.
Well, yes, but... I'm a bit confused right now.
What's to be confused? You got a plate of cold soup? Find yourself something hot.
Yes, but...
No, but I thought with my last wife that really was it. You know, we were happy. She could cook. She kept herself nice. Not so bad in the you-know-what department for her age, I can tell you.
So what went wrong?
She tells me she doesn't feel fulfilled. I said, look, you got a nice house, your own car. What more fulfilled do you need? But no, she wants to go out, get a job.
And
so she gets herself a job, and from there it was all downhill. If she left well alone, stayed at home, but pretty, you can't reason with them. They don't think like we do.
There, sorry about that. What's that, Mr. Horowitz? Who doesn't think like we do?
Cats.
Americans.
American cats, strange creatures.
Yeah. Right. Mm. Well, if you just wait there a moment, Mr. Horowitz, I'll just say a few words. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd just like to officially welcome our honoured guest, member of the Knesset, Mr. Igal Horowitz. Israel and Britain have a lot in common. We're two of the few countries who have had women prime ministers. And that, I think, typifies the modern, forward-looking attitude which we both possess. I became a rabbi because I wanted to contribute to society, to make a difference. The Reform Synagogue has allowed me to do that.
Oh,
and it is thanks to progressive, far-sighted leaders like Mr. Horowitz that we can all continue to make
a difference. Well, look, I'm not so sure about that. Oh. Well, think about it, sweetie. Fewer people coming to the synagogue means we need fewer rabbis. Not more. So why all of a sudden do we have to have battalions of female rabbis foisted on us?
Mr. Horowitz, please.
Look, working women, that's all very well, but what was wrong with women doing women's jobs? And nurses, teachers, secretaries.
What?
Well, look at my last ex-wife. She had everything she wanted at home, but no. She's to go out, get a job. Town planning, if you don't mind. This is what she did before we were married. Honey, I said, stay home. Plan meals, plan the housework. That's your job now, but does she listen? No.
Well, I'm not surprised.
But what happens? Within 3 months, she's run off with some big-shot architect. So much for independence. Now, she's living in a big villa in the hills outside Jerusalem, and I'm living on falafel and pita bread that I buy from a van.
Well, perhaps you should examine your own attitude.
My attitude is that my mother stayed home, looked after her house and kids, and she was perfectly happy. She knew her place, and we were all better off for it.
And to think that I came in early this morning to butter baguettes for you. Mr. Horowitz, you may leave as soon as you wish, and I will thank you never to visit my synagogue again.
What did I say?
So, she thought he was paying for all your new clothes.
Yeah. She believed him in the end when he showed her the top he'd got her.
Well, thank goodness for that.
So, I think there's been a slight thaw in their relationship. He hasn't tried to chat me up for at least 2 days now.
Oh, well, that's something. And as for that Horowitz...
Oh, what a pig.
He interrupted Abraham's sermon.
And my welcoming speech.
Then he walked out on him.
Oh, I threw him out.
And left in a cab. A cab on Sabbath morning.
Well, he missed our entire service. He only turned up in time for the scoff.
Mind you, what did you make of his politics?
Well, I didn't have time to ask him what they were.
He told us Jews and Arabs should live in cooperation. We should stop building the settlements on the West Bank.
Well, the West Bank's a tricky one.
You can imagine what Abraham thought. And when he called the Bible an antiquated old book, well...
Well, you should have heard what he said about women. No wonder his wives left him.
Anyway, I spoke to his sister yesterday. Apparently, when he got back to Israel, he was told he'd been dropped from his party list for the election.
Really?
No empathy with the voters, they told him.
Wow, too rude even for Israelis.
I'll say one thing for him. By comparison, he made Abraham seem quite sweet-natured.
Yeah, for a brief moment he even made Brian quite fanciable.
Well, there we are. The Lord puts us all here for a reason. Another cup of coffee?
Why not? We'll drink to Horowitz looking for a job, your sweet-natured husband, and my almost fanciable admirer. Ooh, but not as fanciable as that blackcurrant cheesecake.
What man is?
That was part three of The Attractive Young Rabbi by Barry Grossman, with Tracy Ann Oberman as Rabbi Sue Jacobs, David DeKaiser as Rabbi Abraham Fine, and Doreen Mantle as Sadie Fine. Henry Goodman was Melvin, and Jonathan Kidd, Brian. Warren Mitchell featured as Yigal Horowitz, Eve Karpf as his sister Paloma, and Rachel Smith as Simone. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The theme music was written by Max Harris, and the programme produced by John Fawcett Wilson.